If you've ever wanted to have a summit or a bundle to grow your business, but feel like it's so much work you can't possibly do it alone, you might be right. And I can introduce you to someone who helps. Stay tuned. Welcome, this is Kelly McCauzie, and you're listening to Love People and Make Money, episode number 37. I've got a guest to introduce you to here in a few minutes, but before we roll into that, I want to tell you a bit about her. Val Selby, I've known her for a really long time. She was a member of Mom Masterminds way back in the early days. She's been in my community. I've been aware of what she's doing and different iterations of her business over the years. About a year and a half ago, I was looking for a new intern. So I offer an opportunity in my business where someone who wants to coach with me and wants to learn how I run my business, but they don't necessarily want to make their budget stretch around what it would cost to coach intensely with me for a season. Sometimes that person who wants that has skills and a way of showing up in the world that I so value that I'm willing to design an equal value exchange, which I refer to it as an internship. It's an opportunity to give time and talent to my business for a season. And then when that season is complete, then I give back to them a season of coaching with no strings attached. Val Selby is someone who applied for an internship with me. When she applied, when I put the word out, I'm looking for a new intern, someone who would be heavily involved in my community, help me run my collaborative projects, be very visible and active in the community. I don't offer internships where you come and do grunt work for me. I can hire someone to do that. I want people who really want to build something amazing and love how my business works, and they just want to be part of everything. Val knocked on my door and said, "I would love to do that." I said, "Val, you're crazy. You've been in this business for so long. You are so overqualified. What you have to bring to the table is too valuable. I couldn't possibly barter with you in this way." And she said, "Kelly, I'm telling you, I want to do it. I know I have experience. I know I have skills and talent. And I know something isn't landing right for me. What I have to bring is not yet translating into everything I know it should be creating. And so I want to work closely with you. I think it'll give me what I need." And so I'm no dummy. I said, yes. I said, yes, yes, yes. But for the first time, I designed a different internship situation. Normally, prior to working with Val, my internship was a straight up value exchange. You give me 10 hours a week for a season of time. And then when that is complete, then we flick the switch and now your coaching begins for a season of time. With Val, I wanted things to be different. I wanted her to be very visible in my business. I wanted to really tap into her skills. I gave her a title of community projects manager. And I told her it wasn't enough to me to simply have a barter. I wanted to financially reward her in addition to the exchange. I felt she was bringing too much experience to the table for me to just say, yeah, let's just barter. So we came up with an arrangement that included me flying her to my events and paying for her hotel room. that, you know, the thing about a barter is that what I bring to the table and what they bring to the table, we have to agree that it is an equal value exchange. Anything less than that is a recipe for frustration and feeling taken advantage of in the midst of the arrangement. And she came in willing, I'll just barter, like, just let me be of service and that'll be awesome. I wanted to give her something more above and beyond that. And so that's what we designed. And it was awesome. I got to tell you, it was an amazing year. Val threw herself into my business, embraced her role as community projects manager. She showed up so powerfully. The energy that she brought to my business was amazing. One thing I know to be true is that the energy and connectedness of your community will never exceed your own. And so for Val to come on as my community projects manager, it was so important that she not just rise up and match my level of energy, but she brought more. Like, that's what was so awesome about it. I miss her. I miss her in that role. Her season completed in October of this last year. She officially graduated. And now she is enjoying a year of my coaching, just as if she'd paid cash for it. But what I see her creating for herself in her business and in service of others, I know that she found confidence that perhaps didn't exist before, because she got to apply herself to an existing community and see, you know, beautiful, brilliant, fast results. And now she knows she can take that and apply it to other people's businesses. And that's what I've got her on today's show to talk about. So without further gushing on my part, let's go. Hey there, listeners. I'm back with my guest, Val Selby. Hi, Val.
Hello. Good morning.
Val, I get to see you, in a month?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a little over 30 days now. Can't wait.
I'm excited. You'll be at the Beachpreneurs Beach House. This is your first visit to the Beach House.
It is, and it's definitely good timing since, I mean, it's a little dreary, so yeah, some beachy time.
Time to escape the north.
Yep.
For sure. So I told my listeners a little bit about you before I jumped on the call with you, so they know that you were my community projects manager for a year, mm-hmm. and I miss you.
I miss being in there too. Like I've told you, it's like, it's so weird not to have my hands and stuff.
Yeah. I love to run this internship. I love the experience of working with somebody new. And man, I miss you. I can't wait to work with someone else that I want to attract another person who brings the same super high energy, high positive vibe that you brought. I want that so much. And while I can't have you right now, the truth is other people can, because you offer services around community projects like summits and bundles.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that. Since you worked with me on Great Big Life and Biz Bundle and Mom Wants Business Builders Summit, Creative Business Summit, those are the projects that you tackled while you were with me. How many bundles and or summits have you run for other people?
I believe it's six, and I've got a seventh coming up.
So this is my favorite thing about an internship is that people often ask me, like, who do you got? Who have you been happy to work with that I can hire? Like, that's one of the primary goals of doing the internship, is people then seek you out because they know you had your hands in a project from start to finish, and you've got that perspective. What do you love about these projects?
I love getting the connection, the meeting the new people, and then especially when, they're getting feedback from a new crowd, and I love it when they share that with me. I love when they say, "Oh my gosh, this was so much fun. If you're going to do another one, let's do it." I love reaching out and recruiting new people, which has been something that I've been really leaning into in the last few months. It's like, okay, we need to get our community needs to expand.
Yeah. So a summit, I mean, my listeners are probably really familiar with these terms. A summit is typically a virtual speaker event that
Right.
runs for a week or two, and there's this series of interviews, either pre-recorded or live. And sometimes those speakers are giving things away, and folks come opt in to get access to the summit. So the summit host is doing it to grow their list and to build relationships within their community. And the people who are coming to speak are doing it to get exposure to new people and grow their list, that they're offering something to people who are listening to their session.
Yeah, and show their expertise.
The idea of running a summit is super fun and time consuming. So there aren't a lot of people who offer to do what you do. You are. So if someone says, "Hey Val, I'm thinking about running a summit and I want your help," what would that look like?
It depends on what their expertise is as well, for how much they want me to jump in and take over. But I create the back end pages, the submission forms. I take over customer service of talking back and forth and making sure that the people who are going to speak at the summit know what's going to happen. I take notes and leave them all together, so all those conversations are together. I use Trello. So, like for my upcoming summit that I'm running for somebody, each speaker has their own Trello card. And any piece of conversation that we have had about what they might want to talk about is all on that card for the host to be able to pull up during the conversation.
Very smart. So if someone wants to hold a summit and they don't have, they'd like starting from scratch, they've never done it before, you can really help them pick up the strings of their idea and tell them exactly where to start.
Yeah, exactly. I have a system in place now that's working magically, and we tweak it for each individual because everybody's event is going to be different.
Are you helping them reach out to participants then?
I have been more now. Yeah, I'm in contact with some speaker groups. So especially for the summits, those have been bringing in a very different community of people. Outside of our normal people that we're running with, because of course I'm in Kelly's community too. So that's been a big goal of mine, is to really reach out past our usual community. And so those speaker groups have been amazing for doing that.
When I do a summit, I want to put my friends on stage, but if I'm only putting people I already know in on the summit list, I'm not expanding my community, because if I already know them, they already know me. Chances are our people know each other. So getting fresh voices.
Yeah, and I think it helps too for the host of the summit too, because if you reach out of, you know, your comfort zone to these other people, then I mean, you're going to learn stuff and bring new ideas to your community. Because a lot of us, when we're writing about or chatting with our friends, you know, we've probably have talked to them before to our community. Mm-hmm. So by bringing in those outside people that we haven't talked to before, I think it just really helps solidify that you want to bring new information to your community. Yeah. And you're out there actively seeking it to bring to them.
Yeah. So running a summit, there's a lot involved in reaching out to people and getting clear on topics, collecting information, photos, making graphics, creating swipes, then holding everybody accountable to doing their share of promotion. And you're involved in all of that.
I am. Yeah. I take care of that. I take care of as much or as little as the host wants.
But, that's fantastic. If someone is running a summit, I'm just going to make up a summit with 12 speakers and they really want to be super hands off and you're going to take care of everything. What are you going to quote them as a price?
Well, if I've got the initial, package to get together, and that includes setting up my Trello board for them specifically, and 3 hours of conversation comes with that, and then creating speaker pages and all that for submissions, so that they can turn in their submissions. That starts at the $495, and then after that, I do have an hourly price for that. And so usually for a summit, we're probably looking at about 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be spread out through 3 months, because I will not take on projects unless we have a minimum of 12 weeks to work on it. No last minute projects.
Yeah. All right. So $497. I'm like, oh boy, that needs to be higher. But you said it, so listeners, you can go over to it. 487 gets the infrastructure, gets them ready. You know, the summit is ready to accept speakers. It's as much as possible is automated through forms and such. Yep. And then beyond that, it's based on.
Yeah, that's the initial consulting fee, and we'll set it up and talk about exactly what you want. And
yeah, that price is a steal. It should be higher.
And it might be later on, because I mean, at this point, I'm only taking so many. And it's just because of the brain power. I want to make sure that each event has its own focus. I don't want to be focused on too many events all at the same time.
Yeah, not to take too much of a left turn into coaching you on that price. What you're doing for that person is so valuable. If we go just, you know, what's possible for them to hold this summit, the relationships that they'll build, the list that they'll build, the experience that they'll build for their community, like the value of that is of course invaluable. That's what we always, whenever we do the math, it's like, oh yeah, it's impossible to put a price on that.
Right. Because yeah. I mean, and especially I do learn as I've been going along that, yeah, to me, it blows my mind that nobody else is doing this. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's like, oh yeah. Okay. Well, I don't want to say a little bit more valuable. It is invaluable, but it's just, it's odd to me that more people aren't doing it.
And I can tell you why there aren't a lot of people doing what you're doing, because there are folks who know the technical steps, like they know how to set up the form. They know how to, you know, write some email swipes. They know how to make a graphic, but it's the bird's eye view of having been part of every aspect of multiple summit/bundle events that you know from day one through day completion, all the things that are going to happen and to be prepared for, that if until you have had that experience, you can't offer to be someone's guide. Mm-hmm. So,
And picking and choosing, because I do have a team now that I work with, because I just looked at it and I went, no, there's experts out there to bring for these bits and pieces. So I've got my team together so that we have expert graphics and expert swipes. And
So we talked about summit. Now bundles are a little bit different. Sometimes bundles are like mixed with summit. That's something that I've done. But sometimes a bundle doesn't involve speakers. It involves bringing together full version products into one package to be sold and accessed through the bundle host. And you have a lot of experience with that.
Mm-hmm. And this is definitely one of them that reaching outside of our community has been a really big need. Mm-hmm. So I've been actively adding to my contacts list for, I have contacts lists for just so many of the different bundles, like the different coaching stuff, the low content, the PLR, specific niches. I've gotten a great contact list because everybody's really open to the fact that they want to be in that specific niche.
Mm-hmm. A summit is usually about building a list and expanding a community. A bundle is a profit play, mm-hmm, that also builds a list of customers. But a bundle can be really, really profitable when it's organized well and promoted well.
And for the affiliates as well. It's a really good affiliate builder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's so interesting. You have been online for a really long time, that this is where you've landed at, like your skills and your gifts and your social nature. Like, this feels like the perfect business activity for you.
It does, and it's super funny because a few months ago it popped in my head. I'm like, why is this so easy for me? And because of the things you said, but also it dawned on me, one of the businesses that I ran for a few years was called Mom Chats.
Yeah.
And our whole business with my buddy was running online parties in the direct sales world.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
I remember those days.
And it's like, well, duh, you've done this before, just in a different format, because we didn't have video and all of that in there. It was way less tech. It's like, it's not something I've done new. I just expanded on it and never even knew.
So I want to give listeners some home fun. And that is to take a look at, if you've been in business for a while, or think about your careers that you've been involved in as well. What did you love best? Like, what was just fun to do? And ask yourself, how can I play with that today? It's not that we're going to reach back 15 years ago and pull out a tired old strategy that isn't going to play, but what was it about it that was so fun? And what would that look like in today's world? You never know. Mm-hmm. Might be your sweet spot to move into next. So if somebody is thinking about running a bundle or a summit and they are like, hell yeah, I want Val on my team, what do they do? Where do they go?
Well, a lot of the time I would love it if we, and you've got the link. I don't have the link pulled up, but I do a lot of word of mouth on this one because I can only take a few people at a time. So if you email me at bosslady@valsilby.com, we'll set up a time to chat. I need a little bit of information about your bundle and kind of a direction on what you're looking to achieve. And then we'll just go from there.
Boss lady at valselby.com. I like it.
Sometimes you just got to get goofy. Like, I didn't want just Val on there. That's boring.
So listeners, if you want to run a collaborative event, you just can't partner with someone better than Val, because she's got her systems down. She knows what she's going to do, and she's fun. She's fun to spend the time with. And we were talking about this just before we started recording, how important it is to, when you're prepping a bundle or summit and running it, these products get high reach, and high reach brings high customer service, and the touches you have with everybody needs to be so high energy and so positive and so fun. Val's your gal.
Thank you. Yeah. Customer service is just one of my things. It's anytime I've ever done a job, it's been customer service. I'm just one of those weird people that digs it, I guess.
You're so weird. The world definitely does. Like, we can carve it up into a two-piece pie, people who love customer service and people who want someone else to love customer service.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Val. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Hey there. Welcome back to Love People and Make Money. This is episode number 37. I really enjoyed chatting with Val. I'm so glad that you know about her. In some ways, she is one of those best kept secrets in the summit and bundle world. The people who have found out about her are so glad they did. And yeah, I am totally coaching her to raise her prices. So you might want to reach out ASAP if you still want to get the price that she mentioned on this episode. Come on back to the show notes at Love People and Make Money. Look for Val's smiling face on the website. Episode number 37, you'll find links to everything. I mentioned Val is coming to the Beachpreneurs Beach House, which is the first week of March 2020. We do still have space in that house. Two of our guests had to back out for a wedding. They've rolled over to the following year, which is super fun. But there is bed for you if you would like to be spontaneous and join Nicole Dean and I in the Beachpreneurs Beach House in March 2nd through the 5th, 2020 is the dates for that. And then looking forward to the first weekend in May, we have Beachpreneurs Beach Camp. This is our 3-day multi-speaker event on Daytona Beach. Go check it out. Get your tickets and plan to join us. I'm so excited about that. I'm going to be updating you very soon on some other dates on the calendar for events that I'll be speaking at this year. And of course, coming back to tease you about Love People and Make Money Live, which will be in Atlanta in October 2020, formerly known as Exposure and Profit. Thanks for spending this time with me. I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day, week, month, year. Go love people and make money. Bye now.